Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I'm Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Rob Thummel with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast highlighting the top energy events of the week. Ouch, that hurt is the best way to describe the feeling of investors last week as all major U.S. stock indices fell by at least 2%. Energy stocks declined by 4% as measured by the S&P Select Sector Energy Index. WTI oil prices declined by 6%, dropping below $50 per barrel for the first time since early April. Why? First, concerns regarding global growth negatively impacted the broad market as well as oil last week. Second, a surprise increase in U.S. crude oil inventories and an increase in the U.S. rig count provided additional fodder for the growing number of oil and energy bears. Harry Potter fans celebrated Daniel Radcliffe's birthday on July 23rd, the same day as the one-year anniversary of WTI oil reaching its peak of $107.62 in 2014. Since then, WTI oil prices have fallen by 55%, and natural gas prices have dropped by 23%. The Tortoise North American Oil and Gas Producers Index has declined by 48%, while the Tortoise MLP Index has dropped by 22%. Conversely, the refining sector is up 28% since July 23, 2014. Now, the second quarter earnings season has begun, and here are a few developing themes. First, MLP distribution growth remains solid. With over half of the MLP distributions declared, the average distribution growth of MLPs in the second quarter is approximately 2%, excluding distribution cuts from MLPs that provide frac sand. A second theme is that oilfield services companies, or OFS companies, are maintaining positive operating margins in this environment. Oil and gas producers are pressuring oilfield service providers to lower their rates, which reduces the revenue line for OFS companies. In turn, OFS operators are receiving cost reductions from their suppliers. For instance, one oilfield service company reported this week that costs of frac sand and chemicals dropped 25 to 35% in the second quarter. A third theme is the development of the Utica Shale, which is an emerging natural gas shale basin that resides a few thousand feet below the Marcellus Shale, located in Pennsylvania and West Virginia. With weak natural gas price realizations in the Northeast, many producers are drilling dry natural gas wells in the Utica. This week, a new king of the Utica was crowned as EQT announced its results of one of its Utica natural gas wells, which delivered the highest initial production rate of any well in that shale region. Several other Utica producers will be vying for the title of king in the next several weeks as results are announced with earnings. The development of the Utica should provide infrastructure opportunity as well. Stay tuned. One additional news item before we wrap up, the details of the Iran nuclear deal were sent to Congress, starting the 60-day review, setting up a historic vote in late September. I'm not sure which will create more intrigue in late September, the results of the vote or a new series on ABC called Blood and Oil about life in the Bakken, which debuts on September 27th. I will end with a quote from legendary investor Warren Buffett, who has navigated through many investment cycles. Buffett's quote, "You want to be greedy when others are fearful." Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.